can't come to the phone right now. I'm listening to Party Talk Podcast.
Welcome to the Party Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Cooper Kymig, back with Chris Kymig. Today's episode is going to be a mixed episode. We're going to do fantasy baseball, shortstop, and second base rankings. We're going to be going through the preview of the position, talk about our top 10 for fantasy baseball. We'll go over some sleepers, some breakouts, some under-the-radar players, and some busts. Without any further ado, let's get started with our top 10 shortstop rankings for the 2024 fantasy season. Chris, you want to start us off?
I got first would be Bobby Witt. No sophomore slump for this guy. In his sophomore season, he had 30 homers, 49 stolen bases, and knocked in 97 RBIs. This guy's a top five in all drafts I've seen, so I won't be getting him this year. Number two, I got Trey Turner. Why is 102 runs, 76 RBIs, and 30 stolen bases a bad season? Because it was for Trey Turner last year. Last year, he's normally around 200 hits, 100 RBIs. He just kind of started off real slow. I think it was to that WBC games. Everybody that played, ton of Cardinals were on that team. Everybody that played in that WBC tournament was just, at least for America, was just so far behind everybody else. I think it's just kind of habits, you know. Normally they start doing this and this. They all had to move everything forward, and just kind of everybody struggled. But I'm not going to worry about Trey Turner next year. He's the top 15 player in drafts next year for me, or this year. Number three, I got Corey Seager. Thanks to you, you got him. Francisco Lindor, I mean, you can't go wrong with any of these top four. And I have Ellie De La Cruz playing shortstop this year. You kind of penciled him in over a third. He's either way, he's in the top five somewhere, whatever position you want to put him. But I think O'Neal Cruz might be a little better this year. I don't know. I just got a stinky feeling. Everybody's kind of sleeping on him, but I got him number six. Number seven, I got Bo Bichette. Eight, Jackson Holliday. Wow. Young stud coming up, rookie this year. Hassan Kim at number nine, and Dansby Swanson at number 10.
Okay. I like your rankings. The bottom's going to be a lot different than mine. So at the top, I got Bobby Witt number one. He is one of my favorites to draft. I draft him top five. If I ever get a top five pick, all four leagues that I'm in, I have a bottom eight or nine pick. It's a rough life out here. I can't get any of the high steal, high homer guys. So probably won't be drafting Bobby Witt anywhere this year. I wish I could. Second, I have Trey Turner. I do like him to bounce back. You kind of stated it. A lot of the World Baseball Classic players did have pretty down seasons, or they got hurt. Now that I think about it, but Trey Turner, he did have a slow start to the season, but his second half was amazing. He hit over 300. His OPS was in high 800. So I like Trey Turner to bounce back. Third, I got Francisco Lindor. He went 30-30 last year. Lindor's been amazing for many years now, and I like him again next year. I do think the stolen bases could go down just a little bit since he is going into his age 30 season, but I still like him number three. Number four is Corey Seager. I guess I saw the article today that there's some optimism that he is going to make opening day from the Rangers head coach. So I might flip-flop these. But as of right now, I got Corey Seager fourth. You know, if he's fully healthy, I'd rank him third. He is one of the best hitters in the league. He won't get you any stolen bases, but yeah, he rakes. I like him fourth, even if he misses opening day. Fifth, I got Gunnar Henderson. I'm not super high on Gunnar, but I know he's a stud, so I'll rank him fifth. Six, I got O'Neal Cruz. I agree with you. I think he's going to be better than Ellie. I like his talent. I don't think he'll steal as many bases as Ellie De La Cruz, but I think he has higher home run upside. I think he's just an overall better player. So And then seventh, I have Ellie De La Cruz. They're pretty close, but yeah, I do like O'Neill a little bit better. Eighth, I have Bo Bichette. He's just overall good player. He doesn't steal as many bags anymore, but he's gonna hit 300. He's gonna get his RBIs and runs. And then 10th, I have CJ Abrams. He's gonna be your high steals guy. He's pretty bad against lefties last year, but you know, he's still young. I think he improves there. And yeah, I have him ranked 10th. So let's talk about our favorite breakout player. How about you start with your favorite breakout, Chris?
Breakout. I say someone's going to go 40-40. You're probably going to say Bobby Witt. I'm going to say it's going to be Ella De Cruz this year. There's nothing this future star can't do. He can strike out a lot, though, so that's kind of his snafu in his game. But he's a future bright star. You know, I like O'Neill Cruz, too, but Ellie just has – I think his ceiling's a little higher and than O'Neill Cruz's. But I think Cruz's floor is a little higher, if that makes sense. Just – I don't know. It's going to be exciting to watch those two guys play this year, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my favorite breakout, it's a breakout and an under-the-radar player. It's going to be Jackson Merrill. He is MLB's 12th-ranked prospect. He's on path to be the starting center fielder for San Diego, but on most sites and CBS, which I play most of my leagues on, he is shortstop eligible. That's the only position he has right now. He's got an ADP of about 290, so he's basically free. In 2 years in the minors, he had a 295 average, so round up about 300. Had about an 800 OPS, and yeah, he'll get outfield eligibility later in the year, and you know he's going late in draft, so I think Jackson Merrill will break out. It'll be maybe somebody you're drafting within the top five rounds next season. So let's talk about our favorite bust. My favorite bust of this year is going to be Ha-Seong Kim. He had a breakout in 2023, but I have him as a bust only for where he's being drafted. He's a top 90 pick on CBS, and he really only excels in stolen bases. So if you have a build where you need stolen bases, I guess you can grab him. But that's really all he does. He had 17 homers last year. I don't see that happening again. Ha-Seong Kim is bottom of the barrel of most underlying hitting stats. Yeah, I looked at his hard hit. His hard-hitting underlying stats, he's like the lowest of the low. I don't think he hits 17 homers again, but I do think he steals 30 or so bases. So if you need stolen base, you can draft him, but I'm not drafting him as a top 90 pick. Who's your favorite bust, Chris?
Talking about Ha-Seong Kim, somebody in our farm league kept him for a keeper next year. Even though I drafted him and cut him, I think he was like my 25th round pick,
yeah,
maybe even later than that. So I mean, that guy's going to get a steal at that draft position, but good luck with the Ha-Seong Kim. My bust is Carlos Correa. I have never drafted him, and I will never draft him. he's got decent speed, but he won't steal a base. Zero stolen bases the last 4 years. You know why? Because he heard, it's probably at arbitration, that when you get caught stealing, it hurts his WAR. So he says, I'm not going to hurt my WAR. I'm not going to steal a base. So he's not a team player. He plays for team me, M-E. So no Carlos Correa for me. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever drafted Correa. And I don't think I want to either. He doesn't really do much anymore. So who's your favorite under-the-radar player this season, Chris?
I talked about him a little bit before. O'Neill Cruz. He suffered that ankle injury, that terrible ankle injury last year, and just killed his season, along with yours.
Yep.
You know, he got second. But I can see a 30-30 this year, and then the future is bright for that guy.
Yeah, I agree. I drafted him in the sixth round last year. I had high hopes. you know, I watched all of his games to start the season. He looked pretty good. And then he had that. I still remember I was sitting in this exact chair. I was watching the game on my computer and see him slide into home, break his ankle or whatever it was. And yeah. So my favorite under the radar slash sleeper is going to be Trevor Story. He's someone who's been riddled by injuries in the last three or so seasons. But the last season where he played at least 100 games, he had 24 homers and 20 steals. That was back in 2021. He's finally back healthy, and he had a healthy offseason. He's got an ADP about 190s or 200s on CBS. My favorite projection site is the ATC projections on FanGraphs. They have him projected for 18 home runs and 20 steals. And about, I think it was 120 games they have him projected for. I think he outperforms that. I think he outperforms the stolen base numbers. And he hasn't played a full season with the new stolen base rules. So I think he could get 25, maybe even 30. So Trevor Story's one of my favorite sleepers this year. All right, so let's move into our second base rankings. Why don't you start us off, Chris?
Second base, I got Mookie Betts playing there today. You know, he's a shortstop this year. Doesn't matter if he's outfielder, second base, or shortstop. He's a top five position wherever you want to put that guy. He just turned 30, but I just don't see him slowing down. I see him getting better and better and better. And hitting in that lineup, those counting stats are going to be huge. So I see a huge year for Mookie Betts this year. So number two, I have Ozzie Albies, another player in a great lineup that plays every single day. He's entering his prime at 26. He had career highs with 33 homers and 109 RBIs. And I think he can even top that. He's a solid number two pick, second round pick. Third, I got Marcus Semien of the Rangers, another solid pick. Jose Altuve got hurt last year, but still had numbers that most people would love to have. And he missed like the first, I think, 6 weeks of what it was. Mm-hmm. Matt McClain, rookie last year. Nico Horner, as long as your stolen base is out there, he's going to get you stolen base. Not a lot of besides that. Ketel Marte, Nolan Gorman. I like Nolan Gorman a lot. Bryson Stott. And then I got rookie last year, Zach Geloff of the A's.
Yeah. I like those rankings. So here's mine. Mookie Betts, you know, he's one of the best players in baseball. He's going to get that shortstop eligibility pretty early in the season if he doesn't have it already on your site. Second, same with you. I got Ozzie Albies. Very good player. Hopefully, maybe he comes back to me in the third round. Probably not. But, yeah, I like Ozzie Albies. Third, I got Marcus Semien. Number four, I got Jose Altuve. Number five, I got Nico Horner. Number six, I got Ketel Marte. Number seven, I got Matt McClain. Number eight, I got Bryson Stott. Number nine, I got Gleyber Torres. And then number 10, I got Luis Arraez. So, you know, our bottoms are a little bit different. I'll go into it a little bit later, but I actually really love the second base position this year compared to normal. So, you know, saying that, let's talk about our favorite breakouts. Who's your favorite breakout, Chris?
Some say he had a breakout last year. I think it's still coming. Nolan Gorman of the Cardinals. Late round slugger, he can get pick around near 180, but not any league I'm playing in because I'm taking him before that. So 27 dingers last year, 76 RBIs, and only 406 at-bats. Didn't play a lot against lefties, but with all the Cardinals injuries coming up, I think we're going to give him 500 to 600 at-bats and just watch his stock rise. So I got Nolan Gorman as my breakout.
Yeah. Well, my favorite breakout is Edward Julian. He had a pretty solid rookie season last year, 16 home runs. He had 97 combined runs and RBIs in only 109 games. The best part about his game is his on-base skills. He had a 381 on-base percentage last year, which was ranked higher than any second baseman is projected this season. That's including Mookie Betts and Luis Arraez. The ATC hasn't projected this year, right behind Mookie Betts and Luis Arraez again. I think he's going to get lots of at-bats batting leadoff for the Twins. He has 20 homer upside, and he's getting drafted about 215s, 220s on CBS, so I'm looking to grab him in every draft I can. Let's talk about our favorite bust. I actually do not have a favorite bust. I like almost all of the second basemen getting drafted this year. So I'm going to give you guys another under-the-radar player. It's Jonathan India, the 2021 NL Rookie of the Year, who seemed like last year he's getting brushed to the side by many fans and the Reds. They're kind of looking to trade him. The guy's still got the talent. If he gets consistent playing time, which I think he will, now that we have the Noelvi Marte suspension, he's out for 80 games. They're moving him to the outfield to try and get him playing time, so they want him in the lineup somehow. I think if he gets 135-plus games, you should expect 2020 numbers with some good run and RBI upside. But do you have a bust, Chris, for second base?
Yeah, I got Isaac Mercedes of the Tampa Bay Rays. He had a career last year hitting 31 homers and 98 RBIs. I think he was available in our farm league at the All-Star break. I mean, nobody really wanted him. He had 20 homers, I think, going in. He's just a pull happy stud. He just loved to pull that ball. The Rays were trying to trade him all year, but nobody wanted him. His underlying stats just aren't showing up there. But so I think you're going to find out why he's a bust coming up this year.
Yeah, I thought about putting him as a bust, but I like him as a player. But yeah, those underlying stats aren't very good. So I have another under the radar player. I won't go much in depth with him because you already talked about him. It's Nolan Gorman. You know, you talked about it. He didn't get many at-bats versus lefties, but he was very good. He was above average against lefties. He had a 260 batting average. I think he had an OPS in about 800s. Honestly, the Cardinals bench bats are not that good.
Well, we got Matt Carpenter.
Yeah, Matt Carpenter. Wow. Especially with all the injuries, he should see loads of playing time. I think he could hit 40 homers. That's my bold prediction. So I like Nolan Gorman. Who's your favorite under the radar player, Chris?
Zach Geloff of the Oakland A's. He snuck on the scene last year, even under my nose. He's a stud playing out in the Bay, so all their games are late at night. And you know what? Most of us are sleeping. Zach Geloff did nothing but hit. Mark him down for a 2020 season this year and possibly 25-25.
Yeah.
But only if you can stay up late at night to watch him.
I agree with that and all of these. I mean, let me ask you, how do you feel about second base this year? Like, I'm doing all my mock drafts, and I'm fine getting the top 15 second basemen. A lot of them have similar profiles. They get on base. They get a lot of steals. And then you got a couple bombers in there. How do you feel about second base this year?
I like the top a lot. Then there's it's kind of like the pitcher's glob. There's a lot of guys in there. So you can go all the way probably from Matt McClain all the way down to, you know, 13, 14. It's all pretty solid guys in there. So if you don't grab one of those top four, you're just good enough to wait it out. You'll find somebody good there that's going to do good. So,
yeah, I think my plan this year is to get one of the bigger stolen base guys. So Andrés Giménez, you know, Nico Horner, I guess Matt McClain. You got Bryson Stott, Zach Geloff. I like all those guys and some of the other guys we talked about as well.
You know, if it's late in the draft and you need stolen bases, you go for Nico. If you need homers, you go for Nolan Gorman. I mean, you got a lot of guys to pick from, so it's whatever you're needing, I think, at the time.
Yeah, I agree. All right, that'll do it for the Part of Talk podcast. Catch you guys next time.
See ya.